Have you ever thought about the fact that there are hundreds of thousands of people that die in the U.S. from cancer all of the time? There are treatments that are being developed by the FDA as I speak, related to cell and gene therapy treatments, which are very, very expensive, but they work. These have been under the microscope of the FDA for years. And there's been studies about them. Why isn't the government funding those? Why are we focusing on a virus and sending hundreds of millions of vaccinations across the world? You need to ask yourself these questions. Does this make any sense to you? It's a virus. They are using fear. They are putting the fear of God in people and completely over-exaggerating numbers, underestimating risks, misrepresenting the fact that the vaccination is not even approved. I can give you proof. Or if you'd like to, a lot of people don't like to do their own research. They have to listen to the news. But you could go right to the FDA website and see this information for yourself. Community is the marketing label for the previously issued under the emergency use authorization Pfizer vaccination. It's not even available. I would encourage everybody to ask these questions and ask your provider, ask your pharmacist to give you more information about it. It's not approved by the FDA. Wake the fuck up, people. The government is pushing an experimental drug on people and forcing them to get it, and particularly with children and teenage boys and boys that are younger than 30 that have a high risk of myocarditis as a result of the vaccination. They might not even really be at a high risk anyway of any kind of severe illness or hospitalization resulting from COVID. This vaccination could actually result in them having a very difficult time for the rest of their lives, just like the lives of many others that have come forward and talked about their story. And what's really unfortunate about all of this is that nobody wants to hear it. This is why I'm trying to spread the word. I've talked to many, many people, and maybe you will start to talk to those people as well, as more millions of people start getting this injection in their arm, which is not even necessary, that it is harming people. And the scare tactics that are being used is asinine. My analysis, and I mean, I need to do a little bit more research on this. I've already done a little bit, but in August, there was a letter of authorization that was reissued, and it was regarding the extension of the expiration date of vaccines that had already been manufactured and distributed. So basically, if they hadn't have issued that letter, all of those would have gone to waste because too many of them were developed. The same is happening right now. And even on the FDA website, as of this month, it talks about them trying to extend again the expiration of these things that are not even supposed to be used according to the FDA's own guidance. And also, now there is a brochure on the FDA website for pharmacists and caregivers and providers stating what to do if the vaccination is improperly administered. It gives instructions. It says, if you accidentally do this, don't keep giving the vaccination. If you find that this vial has a certain amount of saline in it, do not administer. If you did, then stop doing it. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. And the thing is that people are not aware that all of this is publicly available information and you have to just go digging for it. And I'm going to be an advocate for this because I have a medical condition that I have to consider before I consume anything, any type of medicine. And you can't even really consider this a medicine. It's an experimental drug. It's being misrepresented day after day, and it has to stop. When are we going to be considered to be fully vaccinated after the whole freaking population has died off from the adverse events, which could take time to figure out, by the way, maybe even years. So now every 6 months, everybody's going to be expected to get a shot in their arm of these chemicals, not knowing what the impacts are going to be long term in order to be fully vaccinated just so that they can travel to another state or participate in activities or travel internationally, go to conferences. Who knows what the future could hold? We have to stand up right now. This is just getting out of control and I'm sick of it. And I need people to help me in this fight because mass noncompliance is the answer. Think about it.